Okay, let's do it. The mincha mitzvah that we are up to is mitzvah kuf mem beis, mitzvah 142, as we are on the 12th mitzvah, if you're keeping track, 12 of 18 from Parshas Tzav. 12 out of 18, and today we have the isser of leaving over from the meat of the carbon toda. Shlo lahosir mi b'sar carbon toda. Let's read the mitzvah, and then we will branch off. Shlo lahosir shem davar mi carbon toda ad aboker. We spoke about yesterday the mitzvah of the carbon shlamim. So the Torah tells us that there is one specific type, as the chinuch mentioned yesterday, one of the three types of a carbon shlamim is a carbon toda, brought with all of those loaves. And there is an isser daraisa to leave over. You got to make sure you eat it in the proper time. Toda, you only have a day to eat it. You have day and night. By a regular shlamim, you have day, night, day, which we'll get back to. By all other, but toda is like a kadshe kadshim carbon in that sense. Chatas and asham will have to be eaten by the night. But toda, though it's kadshe kalim, and all other shlamims, you have an extra day. Meaning if you bring a shlamim on a Tuesday afternoon, you could eat it till Wednesday shkia. That's a regular shlamim. But by a toda, you got to finish it that night. Right? It's like a kadshe. It's like kachi kachim. So there is an isser to leave it over and not eat it. Shenemar, but carbon toda, lo yiniach mimenu ad boker. As it says, by carbon toda, don't leave it over. Umi menu lamanu lishar kachim. Gamkein. And from here we learn, from all other kachim. Shekomashi yishar mehem ma'achar zman achilaso, shu nosar v'chayev lasarfo. And this from, it says it by toda, but it applies to all karbanas. All karbanas that are left over. After the proper time, there's an isser daraisa to do that, to leave it over. It, right, this is one of those averos, not too many of these. One of those averos that you violate passively by not doing something. We gave the example of Osama al-Adam Re'echa, is another example. Right, not helping out my friend when they're in trouble. So put this on the list, the second example of violating passively by not doing something. There are some that are not sure whether it's shatness. Wearing shatness, is that passive or active? If I keep wearing shatness. So, if I put it on, that's active. But once I have it on, somebody says, take it off. And I don't take it off. So, that's not taking it off. But that's not exactly the same thing. Here, mamish, the isser is not doing something. Leaving it over. That's the isser daraisa of leaving over kachim. Lefi, but, v'chayv l'sarfo, and then one has to burn it. That is Hashem, the next mitzvah, which we'll get to next week. Kuf mem gimel, the mitzvah daraisa of, if I left it over, I have to burn it. Chayav l'sarfo, lefishu nitak la'aseh shi yisrafenu. It is connected to the aseh, that it has to be burned. Kimo, shekasabnu l'mala, b'seder zeh, b'mitzvah aseh ches, like we said above. Because remember, I think we said this in the past, it used to be that the chinuch had all the aseis of the parsha, and then all the los aseis of the parsha. That's why he says, kimo shekasabnu l'mala, above, even though in our version, that's the next mitzvah. But that's what he means, the mitzvah of burning nosar, which we'll talk more about that next time. V'sham kasavnu remez misharshav v'ksaz dinav kemin hagenu. And there I wrote the shirashim. So here he doesn't give us any hashkafa of the iser of leaving over and the mitzvah of burning it. So we'll talk more about the mitzvah of burning it next time. Here specifically, the leaving over, though, there are two ideas that we can mention before we get generally to carbon toda. Number one, is it bizayin for the carbon? You have a chance to do something with the carbon. You have to chance to sanctify, to act in a certain way with it, and one doesn't, so that's a bizayin of the carbon. Bizayin of the carbon, and that's why the Minchas Chinuch suggests that even ruining a carbon actively might be included in this issur. If you turn the page for a minute, in the middle of Oz Dalid, he says in Dibur Maslov, V'chein Nirali, on the top of the next page, top of turning the page, V'chein Nirali, Tehu Adin B'kachim Chayim, Im Hargan Osam, O Makalkel Osam, if I kill a carbon, if I ruin a carbon, Delo Shalo Yiru Yil Makrava, so that it's not ro'i to sacrifice anymore. Chutz Halav, the mata mum, we're going to get to later on in Pasha's Emar. There's an isur daraisa of causing a mum in a karban. But besides that, says the Minchas Chinuch, I think you violate this isur. Because you're acting in a disgraceful way to the karban. And what's this isur about? About not eating the karban in the proper time. Right? It's about acting in a disgraceful way. You don't care about it. Over, mishum lav hazek amkein. Come on, notitz evan me azara. Like if you break something from the azara. So that is one idea, acting in a disgraceful way to the karban. The other idea that might be behind this, making sure we don't leave it over, is that we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to be makadesh something physical. Right, there aren't so many mitzvahs like that. All the eating mitzvahs. But eating kachim, the Mesulas Yesharim discusses this in the very end of his Sefer. In Perek Chaf Vav, the Minchas Chinuch discusses Mesillas Yesharim discusses Biyur Midas HaKedusha, and he talks about Kedusha is a person who there's no physical activities versus spiritual activities. It's all spiritual activities. And even when one eats, it's as if you're eating kachim the whole day. It's as if you're eating kachim. So surely if you are eating kachim, that's the highest level. We could be eating kachim the entire day, and by squandering that opportunity, by leaving it over, by being mosir, creating nosar, so that is something that we for sure should be careful of, and we should not be involved in. So that's the isser of leaving over from specifically the Todah, but it applies to all karbanis as well. We'll take this opportunity, though, to talk a little bit about the karban Todah in general, because the isser, this is the one isser in the Torah about a karban Todah. Yeah, you could have spoken about it yesterday also, because that's the mitzvah aseh. It's a type of shlamim. So we mentioned it, but we're going to talk specifically today about the karban Todah, and then we'll get back to other specifics about the isser of leaving over. There's much hashkafa that's written about the mitzvah to bring a karban Todah. The first question that we can ask is that, is it a chiv to bring a karban Todah? The Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that there are four situations that one has to be modet to Hashem. Arbat Tzrichim Lahodos. The Gemara says, Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Arbat Tzrichim Lahodos. Yordei Hayam, Holchei Midbarios, ones who go down in the sea and go walk in the desert, Umisha Yecholav and Esrapa, and somebody who was sick, and Umisha Yecholav Shbeis Asurim, somebody who was in jail, the abbreviation being Chayim. Chayim is chole, yam, yisurin, which is jail, and mem is midbar. Right? V'chola chayim yoducha sela. The chayim, the four people, yoducha, they're chayiv to give hodah. That's what we say in Shmona Esrei every day. So the question is, tzrichim lahodos. Is that a chiv or is that not a chiv? If you look throughout the Gemara in Tzvachim and Menachos always categorizes only chatas and asham as chayavim. You can't bring them as an adava. Shlamim is baba nedava. Todah is a type of shlamim. So on the surface, it seems like from all of Shas that a karban Todah, you're not mechuyev to bring a karban Todah. That's the pashtus of it. It said arbat tzrichim lahodos, but it doesn't sound like you're mechuyev to bring the karban Todah. But if you look in Meseches Menachos on Daf Ayin Tesla Mabez, which happens to be tomorrow's Daf Yomi, Ayin Tesla Mabez, the Gemara talks about a Todas Chova. What is a Todas Chova? So Rashi there in the Ksav Yad, there are two Rashis. There's two versions of Rashi on the second half of Menachos. So Rashi in the Ksav Yad says Todas Chova. Either this means somebody promises to bring a Todah. Somebody says something happened. I say, I promise to bring a Todas. That's what it means Todas Chova. So then inherently Todah is not a Chiv. It's just that he made a promise and therefore he has to fulfill his promise. But then Rashi has a second day. Inami Todas Chova Kigon Mefarish Bayam Yotze B'Shayara Chola V'Chulu, and he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Brachas. So it's 2 days in Rashi. Whether conceptually we look at a Karban Todah after one of those experiences as Mechuyav, are we obligated to bring it or not? But Meikra did, it seems like, notwithstanding that Rashi in the Ksav Yad and Menachos Ayin Tes, that it's not Mechuyav. Why isn't it Mechuyav? Why is it a mechuyav to bring a carbon? You should have to bring. It's like if you do a chait, you have to bring a carbon. If something happens to you, you have to bring a carbon. So many of the Bali Musar say, because that would take away the whole point of the carbon. The whole point of expressing thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, what, you have to say thank you. Right? When a parent says to a child, say thank you. Thank you. You know, that's what's the message. That's that Kodesh Baruch Hu has to tell us, say thank you. No, the message of the Todah is that have the experience and do it on your own. You're right. It's kind of, it should be obligatory, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to obligate it because that would kind of undermine the message, right? Rabbi Simon in his Sefer on Vayikra in Parshas Tzav, he has this idea as well. He quotes this from the Gur Aryeh from the Maharal in Parshas Yisro. Shemishek mekayim mitzvah kilu hu muchrach v'gzeres hamelach ein zeh hodah. That's not hodah. Lefichach ilu haisa Torah mechayavta lohavi karban todah lohayav bazeh mishem hodah hakaras tova akein hinicha Torah adavar biyado lohavio minidvas nasho. Right, that's why we leave it alone. So there's a big discussion in the Achronim in Lomdis. Is it mechuyev? Is it not mechuyev? At the end of the day, it's probably not mechuyev. Maybe hashkafically because of this point. Number one in karban todah. Number two, there's other points in Todah as well. The Ksav Sofer notes that by a Karban Todah, we should not only be thanking, and this is what many point out, we should not only be thanking on the Hatzalah. But what would David HaMelech say in Tehillim? Odcha ki anisani vatehi lilishua. it's even the Yerida, it's the fall, and then the ultimate salvation. That is what we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. The Hine, Hu Mode Rakal Atzala, Avol Be'emes, says the Ksav Sofer, Tzorach Sheyodel Hashem Gam Al Shehaya B'Sakana, Ki Kom Ad Avir Rachman Al Tavavid, Kedei Sheyoshev Midarko Haro, Sheyovel Otov Al Basof. We don't know why, but we ultimately believe everything is latav of it. Everything is for the good. We don't feel that in this world sometimes. That's why in this world there are two types of brachas, the Gemara says. There's Dayan HaMS and there's Tov HaMeitiv. When somebody dies, Rahman al-Islam, we don't say, oh, it's all for the good. HaTov HaMeitiv. We don't say that. Because we don't feel it in this world. In the Olam HaMS, we'll feel it. But we don't feel it in this world. That's why we still say Dayan HaMS. Even though we know, Kol Davar Rahman al-Latav of it. But that is what Chazal say. The last parak of brachas. Kshem Shemavarech al Tova, Kach Mavarech al Haraa. And that's what David HaMelech emphasizes many times in Tehillim. The Ksav Sofer even says it's based on the pasuk Zoveach Toda Yichab Dinani. What do you mean Yichab Dini? What's Yichab Dinani? What's the double nun? Sheyichabed Hashem bekiflayim, kavod achar kavod, al hara vi al hatov, ki atol l'tav avid rachmana. It's all for the good, and even though we don't understand it. There's a scary story that's quoted in the Lekach Tov. He quotes it from one of the Talmidim of the Ramban. The Ramban once had a Talmid that was very sick. The Ramban went to visit him, and the Ramban saw that this Talmud is not going to be with him, so he gives him a petek. He gives him a little kvittel. The Ramban gives his Talmud. He says, "Da sheba olam elyon yesh heichal elyon v'shama kislos lemishpat v'ashchina nitzaves ba'adasam halacha kemia v'da shekemia ze yitchulucha kol shari echalos." Take this with you; it'll help you out. Right? This is connections that you have a good Rebbe. So the Ramban gives him his kvittel, and he says, by the way, he gives him another piece of paper. He says, I have all these shilas atzumos. I have questions I don't know the answers to. So while you're there, you could get into all these special rooms for upstairs. So ask somebody the shilas and please answer me. So, fine. He says, a couple weeks later, the Talmud was Nifter, Chmon al-Islan, and the Ramban was one time sitting in his base medrash, Yoshev al-Yidei Chalona v'lomei Torah, and all of a sudden, the Dibus Talmido hofia l'neged einav. The Talmud appears in his eyes, and the Talmud tells him, Yadarab Yedarabenu, Shebechal Makam Shebasi Veresi Esakamiya, wherever I showed your Kamiya, they let me in. Talmud of the Ramban, go right in. He says, but once I got inside, and I got into all the Sha'arim, I got into all the gates, all your questions are no longer questions. So I have no more answers for you. Because you gave me all these questions to ask. Everything is so clear. Everything is so understandable. The whole world makes perfect sense. He says this. He says, "Kol akushias ena kayamas b'olam ha'emes. Shesham alma tekshot v'akol b'sekeru mishpat." So Ramban had all these kashas, but as Talmud said, there's nothing to answer. So even though we don't understand it in this world, Rachman al-Islam, there's such pain sometimes in this world. But the Karban Toda, deep down, is brought for all circumstances. As also some Rabbi Simon also quoted, maybe that's why you have chametz and matzah in the Toda. We mentioned yesterday, you have 30 loaves of matzah and 10 of chametz. It's the only karban that has loaves of both chametz and matzah. Most menachos are made out of matzah. A few of them are made out of chametz. But no karban, besides the Toda, has chametz and matzah. Maybe it's to symbolize how the two opposites were giving Toda for both opposites, for the chametz and for the matzah, for the both extremes, and we acknowledge that akol nitna meiroe echad. That is another point to Toda. So what we talk about is it mechuyev or is it not mechuyev? Number two, we're Makir Tov, even on the Ra, not just on the Tova. And then there's another Chazal about Toda. Some uniqueness is about Toda. This is an Arachayim. See if any of us are Mekayim this. It's an unknown Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Simon in Hilchas Psukei DeZimra. Oh, I don't know something in Psukei DeZimra. What do you mean? I say it every day. What don't I know about Psukei DeZimra? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mizmar Lesoda Yesh LaOmro B'Negina. You should sing Mizmar Lesoda. What is usually mizmar? That's not called singing. The Shulchan Aruch says it. How many things does the Shulchan Aruch tell us to sing? Mizmar l'soda yesh l'omer b'negina. Why? Shekal hashiros asidos lihibatel chutz mizmar l'soda. All songs when Mashiach comes will be no longer except for mizmar l'soda. Mizmar l'soda is going to be the only one that's going to last. That's going to be la'asid lavo. Right? And this is what other mafarshim say, that this is the only karban. Right, there's only karban. There's a medrash. Let me find it. I have a copy of it here. The medrash says, in Vayikra Rabba, Lasi Lavo, Kala Karbanos Batalin, V'Karban Toda Eino Batel, Kala Tfilos Batelos, Hahoda Eino Batela. Right? That's the medrash of the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that. Right? It's a uniqueness. We should be singing it because it's going to be a song for. It doesn't mean we have to be so loud and everybody has to hear us, but to ourselves. It's only four psukim, right? Four or five psukim. So we should say it in a tuneful way. So it's going to be even the la'asid lavo. That is what Rabbi Yochanan tells us. Interesting. I saw that Kamosi Shalal Rav, he quotes that Rabbi Yashiv used this medrash to answer up a kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. What kasha says the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, the Gemara asks Ketzad Hil Bishan, how did Moshe Rabbeinu clothe Aaron during the Miluim? So the Gemara says, who cares? My nafkamina, how he clothed him in the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Eid nafkamina. So the Gemara says, oh, we want to know how to clothe him la'asid lavo. So the Gemara asks again, la'asid lavo, Aaron and Moshe will come and they'll tell us what they did and what they're going to do la'asid lavo. And they already. They'll clear it up. So the Gemara says, you're right. We just want to know Pshat Psukim. That's the Gemara. We want to know Pshat Psukim. How did he clothe him? So ask the Shagas Aryeh in his commentary, Gvuras Ari, Amasechas Yuma, HaKetzad Yecholnu Loma Shekavanas HaSheila Levarer, Ketzad Yalbisham, Halo Echa. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that's talking there. In Rabbi Yochanan is the one of the Baalei Mimers. Rabbi Yochanan says, in Maseches Nida, Mitzvos Petelos La'asilavo. Mitzvos Petelos La'asilavo, he says in Maseches Nida. So, how could he say that we're going to ask Moshe and Aaron? What do you mean? There aren't going to be karbanis there. Ah, there's going to be one karban, says Rav Yashiv. There's going to be the karban toda, and you're going to need the big de kahuna for the karban toda. So, of course, there's going to be the karban toda. It's going to be the shiras toda. So, that's why the Gemara answered the question, and there's going to be Moshe and Aaron in the future being malbish, the Kohanim for the Karban Toda. There are a lot of midrashim that talk all about different mitzvahs, la'asid lavo. We mentioned a couple weeks ago when Rav Kook says that the only Karban la'asid lavo is going to be the Karban Mincha, because the Karban Mincha, that's what we mean in Shmoneh Esrei, V'arva Lashem Minchas Yehuda. Why dafka Minchas Yehuda? There's going to be so much das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future that all the animals are going to have das. So we're not going to give them as karbanos anymore. So it's only going to be Mincha. So that's Mincha. This midrash is about Toda. Okay. Various ideas. One final point, and then we will get back to one or two points related to the Isser of Nosar, and that is a very well-known thought of the Netziv. I just never read it inside recently, so it doesn't make sense. I haven't read it inside recently. So says the Netziv, why is it that the Toda has more to eat about it than almost every carbon? There are 40 loaves, and you have such a short time to eat it. Imagine having to eat 40 challahs. Well, 30 of them are matzah and 10 of them are challah. And an animal, all by tonight. That's a lot. How do you do that? At least by a shlamim, you have an extra day. How do you do that, says the Netziv. You're forced to invite your friends. You're forced to invite your family. That's the point. The Karban Toda is supposed to express thankfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah basically forces you to do it in public. Right? This is the source for making a Sudas Hoda after somebody goes through a difficult situation. V'hoinyan, says the Hemek Dover, T'taklis Toda Shabal Anes Hu Kedei L'Saper Chasdei Hashem Shagamal Alav. Right? To tell everybody, U'mitam Zer Riba HaKasav Olechem U'mietz Bizman Achilas Toda Mikol Shlomim. That's why we have more food and less time than any shlamim. Haynu kedei sheyia mar bereim l'seuda achas biyom hakrava v'yisipur hanes lefnei rov anashim v'yar b'chalos lakohanim shein meyam tamar chacham ikar achila. He talks about it, he says, that's why you have so much to eat and so little time to eat it. And then he says, just beautifully in the harchev davar, that's pshat. The Toda is all about the karban and about the expression of hoda'ah. If you say it, look in Hallel, which so beshing Rosh Chodesh, this Shabbos, next Friday, I think, is Rosh Chodesh, we say, locha ezbach zevach toda. Uveshem Hashem Ekra. It's two things. L'cha ezbach zevach toda, that's the carbon toda. Uveshem Hashem Ekra, that's the expression of thanks to Hashem. And that the two things continue. Nedarai l'Hashem HaShalem, the Nedarai, that's referring to the carbon toda. Negdano l'chol amo, he has to do everything in front of everybody, that's the hoda'ah that you give. Continuing. B'chatros Beis Hashem, what do you do in the Beis Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash? That's the carbon toda. B'sochechi Yerushalayim, what do you do even outside the Beis HaMikdash? You tell everybody what happened. So it's a parallel of the kriyav of the karban, and then the expression of hodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us. So that's a couple of thoughts related to the karban toda. Obviously, when you get into it, Birchas HaGomel is connected to karban toda, but we're not going to focus on that right now. Two or three more points, though, related specifically to the Isser of Noser. There is an important Ramban. The Torah tells us that whenever, right, this Isser is whenever something is left over, one has to One has to take care of it and one has to burn it. It's an isra of leaving it over. But it's an interesting lashon in the pasuk that the Ramban picks up on. The Ramban says, right here we have, Vim neder nadava zevach karbano, biyomak vivo zibcho yeachel. If it's a neder nadava, it's not a toad. The toad, they have one day to eat it. If it's a neder nadava shlamim, so then you have one day, you have to eat it that day. Umi machras, and the next day, vahanoser mimenu yeachel. And whatever's no sir, you can still eat the next day. After day night day, you gotta eat, gotta burn it the third day. That's already no sir. The Ramban picks up on, it's fascinating that the word, the Torah even calls it no sir on the second day. The Torah says you gotta eat the shlamim on the first day, and vahanoser mimenu on the second day, yeyachel. And then vahanoser mimenu on the third day, you gotta burn. Says the Ramban, there's a lechatchila to eat the shlamim on the first day also. That's the sheet of the Ramban right here. He gets that from that word vahanosar. Even on, by a shlamim, not just by a toda. By a toda, it's ma'akev. But by a shlamim, there's a lachadchila to eat it on the first day. That is what the Ramban says right here on the pasuk. He says, I'll read it to you. That's a very important Ramban, that even a shlamim lechatchila is to eat it on the first day. That is number one. Number two, in Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch discusses what exactly is the source of this Isser of Nosar. The Chinuch here quoted this pasuk of Lo Yaniach, Mimenu Ad Boker. If you look in the Rambam quotes a different pasuk of Lo Tosiru from Parshas Emor. The Minchas Chinuch just wonders why the Rambam quotes the later pasuk by Emor and doesn't quote this pasuk of Lo Yaniach. L'may Nafkamina, what's the big deal, what pasuk it is? So that's the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush that we always like to mention, based on Rashi and Shvuas and Daf Chaf, that when you give Hasra, you have to say the pasuk. That's Rashi Shita and Shvuas. So if you have to say the pasuk, you have to know what pasuk is the real source. That's why all of these mincha, the Sefer Mitzvahs that quotes what's the source, it's a big nafkamina. Big nafkamina, because you have to know how to give Hasra. Just so you know, the Minchas Chinuch on the next page in Oz Gimel, this whole big discussion is asking kashas on a no de Yehuda. The question is, does the Isser of Nosar apply to Karbanas that became pasul? Is there a mitzvah, let's say on day 3 by a shlamim, day 2 by a chatos, you have to burn it that day? You were supposed to eat something, so if you didn't eat it, you have to burn it the next day. What if you don't, you have to burn it the next day, could you wait a day to burn it? Is there an isser of nosar when you don't burn what you're supposed to burn? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes no. Once a carbon becomes nifsal, in Oz Gimel, on the top of the next page, Nira, third line, the mitzvahs atorah b'kachem ha'necholim shlo yosir. It's only by kachem that can be eaten. Avo kachem she'nifsalu, k'gon she'nitma o'nispagel o'shar psulim, dina b'sreifa, inkmei the dafkel l'sarfa b'yamahu. Even more specific than I said. Let's say a carbon becomes pasul. Do you have to burn it the day it becomes pasul? No, mutal anicho, you can burn it the next day, right? Not just if you didn't do the nose, a regular case. The machlokas is specifically about if a carbon becomes pasul. Do you have to burn it that day? So he says no. He quoted Slach Imsachim that says you have to burn it that day, and he quotes five or six kashas on the Slach. From all, every paragraph is another kash on the Slach, and he tries to give a little answer in the next column, but he has a bunch of questions against this Noda Bihuda. Minchas Chinuch holds very strongly that the mitzvah does not, this Isra of leaving over, only applies to karbanos that can be eaten, ne'achal, and once they become pasul, there is no Isser. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with the mitzvah of burning Nosar next time.